With your superhuman news update, I'm Elliot Turton. Chronic oral infection with the periodontal disease pathogen Porphyromonas gingivalis not only causes local inflammation of the gums leading to tooth loss, but is also associated with an increased risk of atherosclerosis. A study published today in PLOS Pathogens now reveals how the gingivitis-causing pathogen evades the immune system to induce inflammation beyond the oral cavity. P. gingivalis has an outer layer that consists of sugar and lipids, and the mammalian immune system has evolved to recognize parts of this bacterial coating, which then triggers a multi-pronged immune reaction. Researchers from Boston University and the University of Washington found that P. gingivalis produces what they call a lipid A that renders the pathogen resistant to the bacterial killing responses. Specifically, P. gingivalis modifies its lipid A structure in order to evade host defense and establish chronic infection leading to persistent, systemic, low-grade inflammation. Poor nutrition's intergenerational influence on sperm. Restricting calories of pregnant mothers can impact the sperm of her offspring, leading to metabolic disease in both these organisms and in subsequent generations, according to a new study published online today in the journal Science. Researchers from the University of Cambridge put pregnant mice on low-calorie diets late in pregnancy. The researchers showed that exposure to this poor nutritional environment altered methylation in the developing embryos, and some of these regions were in or upstream of genes related to glucose tolerance and insulin secretion. Males born with sperm undermethylated at these locations had low birth weight, impaired pancreatic function, and glucose intolerance. At first, the researchers thought perhaps the next generation of male mice to inherit these sperms wouldn't suffer the same way because their sperm methylation would be reprogrammed. Instead, these males also exhibited significantly reduced birth weight and glucose intolerance. More of your superhuman news coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
With the rest of your superhuman news, I'm Elliot Turton. Same genes drive math and reading abilities. Around half of the genes that influence how well a child can read also play a role in their mathematics ability, says scientists from UCL, the University of Oxford, and King's College London, who led a study into the genetic basis of cognitive traits. While mathematics and reading abilities are known to run in families, the complex system of genes affecting these traits is largely unknown. The collaborative study, published in Nature's Communications, analyzed the influence of genetics on the reading and mathematics performance of 12-year-old children from nearly 2,800 British families. Twins and unrelated children were tested for reading comprehension and fluency and answered mathematics questions based on the UK national curriculum. The information collected from these tests was combined with DNA data, showing a substantial overlap in the genetic variants that influence mathematics and reading. Both analyses show the similar collections of subtle DNA differences are important for reading and math. However, it's also clear just how important our life experiences is in making us better at one or the other. Incidence of childhood tuberculosis could be 25% higher than previous estimates. New estimates indicate that over 650,000 children develop tuberculosis every year in the 22 countries with a high burden of the disease, almost 25% higher than the total number of new cases worldwide estimated by WHO in 2012. The research, published in The Lancet Global Health, also suggests that about 15 million children are exposed to TB every year, and roughly 53 million are living with latent TB infection, which can progress to infectious active TB at any time. The researchers took a complementary approach, using mathematical modeling to estimate rates of infection and disease in children based on country-specific data on households and population structure. This has been a Superhuman Radio Network News Update. I'm Elliot Turton.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back. It's Thursday, which means during the first hour, we perform the Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show with Ken O'Neill. How you doing, Ken?
I'm doing well, Carl.
Fantastic. Then during the second hour, we're going to be joined all the way from Italy by Dr. Giuseppe Grasso to talk about the effects of omega-3 fatty acids on depressive disorders. This is new research. You'll want to listen to that. But let's get started right away. Why don't you introduce our guest today, Ken, please.
I do that with honor. Jerry Branum has been a figure in the fitness publications for decades now. I think it was Frank Zane that noted when he was on, and I concur that the chief reason we both read Iron Man magazine is to read Jerry Branum's articles on cutting-edge research in nutrition. Aside from his knowledge of nutrition, Jerry's been on the ground in Los Angeles since the late 60s and has a wealth of stories about the icons of bodybuilding, the coaches, the nutritionists, a living narrative history that's informative and valuable in an industry that bases itself on now, instead of learning from history, learning from the past, and incorporating it as wisdom. Good morning, Jerry.
How you doing, Ken?
I'm doing well. How are you?
All right, I'm fine.
So I have to start out with this question, because I this is really one that's on my mind. When you look back at what is considered the golden era of bodybuilding in California, Jerry, and then you look at today's bodybuilding environment, could it be said that the bodybuilders of yesteryear had a greater connection with the mental aspect of training? And what I mean by that is not how the mind controls the muscles, but in fact that the mind is a very, very important part of the process. And today they just kind of, they're just not as, for lack of better terms, they're just not as deep as they used to be.
I would tend to agree with that. You know, back then, for example, in the original Gold's Gym in Venice, where I used to work out with Arnold and those type of people, you know, you didn't have cell phones, and there was no music in the gym other than a beat-up old radio sitting on an old desk in the front. And, you know, Arnold used to talk about he'd picture his, when he trained his biceps, he'd imagine mountain peaks and stuff like that. It sounds like a lot of nonsense, but the truth is everybody was very focused on the training. There was a lot of camaraderie, and it was a friendly place. I mean, it was a fun place to train, but everybody took it serious, and there was a lot of deep mental aspect. That's true. Today, I really can't speak for it. I don't really come into contact with a lot of the current bodybuilders, to tell you the truth, you know, because I kind of go to the gym late at night, and I don't see a lot of the guys. But from what I've seen, it's not quite the same atmosphere. It's not quite the same attitude. So I would agree with that assessment. I would agree with that statement.
What about you, Ken? You have any opinions on this?
Well, my first opinion was I was stunned by the question. You've got an incredible insight there. It took me back, and I agree. The direction has become more allopathic, if you will, with respect to supplements, with respect to pharmaceuticals that are going to do it for you, unless and then the environment, as Jerry noted, cell phones. I would add to it cable TV, the cardio equipment, each one with its own flat screen monitor to watch something, and instead of learning to listen to the body. So yeah, we've greatly diminished the mental aspect of training today. The gyms I've been in, there's a Metroflex branch about 20 miles from where I live. I can't stand the noise level in there.
I think in the instance of Metroflex, I think that's a result of some of the earlier videos of Ronnie Coleman's training where they had, you know, gangster rap music blasting. So people, when they go to Metroflex, they probably expect that the way you'd expect, you know, Zambuca with your coffee at a really good Italian restaurant. You know what I mean? It's just, in their defense, it may be that people are looking for that environment that was popularized in some of those videos.
Yeah, it's created a cultural expectation for the Metroflex. I prefer the much quieter environment and the camaraderie, because when you've got an absence of external sound and you're talking to one another, you're focusing, there's a hell of a lot of community of practice type of learning that goes on.
Well, and so, Jerry, really the reality of this is that the lack of mindfulness, not its effect on my ability to grow muscle, but my ability and my training contributing to some sort of zen-like effect on the mind. I'm not saying that, oh yeah, the bodybuilder of yesteryear learned how to tap into his mind to build better muscles. What I'm saying is that the bodybuilder of yesteryear was observant of the contribution of physical activity combined with mindfulness to a mental aspect that had nothing to do with how well he was built.
I would agree with that. In fact, I remember when I first came out here, I trained at a gym. The very first gym that I trained at was a gym called Vince's Gym. And Vince's Gym at that time was the preeminent gym in bodybuilding, actually, because it produced, for example, quite a few top bodybuilders of the era, including Larry Scott, who recently passed away. He held the Mr. Olympia for the first 2 years of its existence. And Vince himself was a huge proponent of the mental aspect of training. There was no music in that gym at all, and he had you he had you zero in on the most localized aspect of muscle. When you do a tricep exercise, he'd have you picture in your mind which head of the tricep you're using. You know, the tricep is, of course, a three-headed muscle. And he'd say, well, this is working the lateral aspect. You see how it's working the lateral? Look in the mirror. Watch how the lateral aspect is being emphasized. And, you know, this produced a tremendous effect. I mean, each workout was like a concentrated effort. And you don't see that anymore. This is what's lacking today. And also, to underscore what Ken was saying, as far as the pharmaceuticals, there is an aspect of that involved, too, because today's bodybuilders, I feel like they're kind of like an automatic pilot, more or less. In other words, they are overly dependent on the pharmaceuticals, to the point where I've spoken to guys where they tell me that if they can't get a hold of certain drugs, you know, they don't feel like even going to the gym, believe it or not.
Wow.
It's gotten to that point where it's, like I say, it's almost like they're on automatic pilot. I've seen a couple of exceptions. This guy, I can't remember his name offhand, the guy with the braids.
Oh, yeah, Kai Green. Kai Green, right?
Yeah, Kai Green. Yeah. I watched him train. He was preparing for the Arnold show, which I believe he won that year. I noticed this is one guy who's kind of like, if you listen to his interviews and you actually watch him train, you could see the difference. This is like an old school type of bodybuilder in the sense that he's very focused on his workout. He does not look at anybody. He just constantly, he actually looks at the muscle he's training and doesn't even look around, doesn't appear to socialize with anybody. It's not that he's being unfriendly, but he takes it very seriously. He's very much into his workouts. So he's kind of an example of a top guy that's kind of harkens back to the old days. I happened to notice that when I didn't even try talking to him because he gave up the, you know,
he's very, very shy. People think he's standoffish. He's very shy.
Yeah, I got that impression, but I also got the impression that you can tell, like, somebody, like, don't bother me when I'm working out type of attitude, which I respect, since, you know, I was a competitive bodybuilder myself. I understand that. So, but this is one guy that stood out. The other guys, like I say, you know, they're putting on the headphones or they're dancing around, you know, this kind of stuff. They don't really take it as serious. They're not nearly as focused from what I could see.
I want to take a break, and when I come back, I already have a question. I'm sorry to do this to you, Ken, and hopefully that this is in line with what you want to talk about, but I already have a question from this discussion that I think is pertinent. We're talking with Jerry Branum right now. His website right now is jerrybranum.com, but later on we'll be announcing another website that will be going live very shortly where you'll be able to get a lot of his more current writing. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Don't forget that companies like Monsanto have gone to countries where the agricultural industry is suffering and said if you grow GM crops, your farmers will have an easier time growing and it will be cheaper for them to grow and they will do better with it. And that has not happened.
He's pointing out Monsanto's lies one at a time.
Not to mention you have to pay for your seeds every single year. You can't collect your own seeds and regrow. And those seeds are expensive. Roundup is expensive. The pesticides are expensive. And you use more and more and more. And now, to add insult to injury, you don't even end up with more bushels per acre after all of your misery.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio, weekdays at noon.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition. Nutrition and Carl recommends today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD
And neither should you.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss? Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show. We're being joined by Jerry Brainham himself. Just sharing thoughts, discussing things. So I had a thought going into this break, this last break, Jerry, and that was the word respect kept popping into my mind when you were talking. Respect has a reciprocal effect. The things that we believe are important, we have respect for. But the things that we have respect for can inherit the gravity of importance. It seems to me that at least this, and you know, we always embellish and romanticize past. You know, oh, I should have been born 30 years ago. So I don't know this to be true. That's why I want to ask you. Do you think that the fathers of physical culture endowed bodybuilding with a validity that garnered respect from the early adopters that is missing today, that people that think just because they can go into the gym and train, lift weights, and get a response to their muscles, that it's this easy thing to do? Do you think that the bodybuilders of yesteryear had more respect for the process, more respect for what they were doing? It had more credibility as a result?
Absolutely. In other words, there was even a term used that I'm sure you're familiar with called physical culture. And that kind of encompasses the general mindset of back then. In other words, it was considered a very serious study aspect. And if you go way back to the days of Eugene Sandow and those original the archetypical bodybuilders, you find that they took it very, very seriously. I mean, it was a whole lifestyle. It was meant to be. The focus was on health, muscularity, and strength. It was like a triumvirate. And, you know, it's kind of been changed over the years where, you know, it's not, people come to the gym. I mean, I've seen things where, I was just talking about it the other day. You'll see people that are training with a trainer. You know, they hire a trainer to train them. And then I see the same people about 2 months later training somebody else. And I went up to one of them and I said, excuse me, didn't you have a trainer about 2 months ago? And they said to me, oh, yeah, I had this trainer or so-and-so. I said, and now you're a trainer yourself, huh? They said, oh, yeah, I learned everything, and it only took about 2 weeks to know everything. That was the statement, believe it or not. And I say to myself, gee, that's funny because, you know, I've been doing this stuff 50 years, and I don't know everything, and you managed to pick it up in, what, a month? That's amazing to me. Boy, you must be brilliant. But in other words, this is the type of, they don't understand. I mean, you go into a place like Gold's Gym, which I think we'll all agree is one of the most famous gyms in the world. I'm still at the original Gold's Gym. Well, not the original. I'm at the Venice Gym. The original Gold's Gym is no longer there. I mean, the one I trained at in the 60s. But this is a Gold's Gym in Venice. You would think that in Gold's Gym, you would have a higher proportion of people that really know how to train, study the exercise routines or the books or whatever, the websites where they look. But the truth is, I'm shocked, Carl. Every time I go to the gym, I see people doing the most ridiculous, stupid exercises that make no sense, have no anatomical connection to anything. And I'm wondering, where do they come up with this stuff? Don't they? I mean, for crying out loud, with all the when I would start out in bodybuilding, we had nothing. We had a couple of magazines. There was no books on bodybuilding. There was nothing. We still managed to learn how to train properly by talking to other guys, observing, and reading what we could. These people with the massive amount of information out today, everywhere, books, websites, you name it, videos for crying out loud, they don't even bother to look at it. I'm thinking, what is going on here? I mean, they're doing the most, and sure enough, a lot of them disappear after 6 months, and you don't have to even ask what happened to them. They probably injured themselves, or because of this stupid form, they weren't making any progress, and they said, oh, this stuff's not for me. And they just gave it all up.
Well, think about that. Ken, think about that. What other, whatever you want to call it, sport, recreation, science, whatever, do people feel that they are adequately prepared to engage in just because their hands can grab the bar and they can move the bar? What else? I mean, if you were gonna become an archer, Would you just walk in and buy a bow and an arrow and go in your backyard? No, you would ask questions. Well, do I want a recurve? Do I want a compound? What's a broadhead? You know, what's a Fletcher? What else? But the gym, do people just show up and grab things and start moving with them?
Well, they trivialize their fitness in a way by doing that, or there's really not a respect. I've got two thoughts on what we just said. I agree with Jerry about physical culture. That's a term that comes into American and Western European culture roughly around the 1870s. I think that a lot of what fans it is the Industrial Revolution contributing to the migration of people from villages to large cities and their health breaking down. Whatever reason, at that time, up until now, 1930, physical culture was an operative word. It was popular. Courses were printed and distributed. Gyms were going on. Trainers to the aristocracy received appointments as professors of physical culture. 1930, what happens? Well, Bernard McFadden was one of the most successful people in the world in physical culture. He published, I think it was about a 15-volume encyclopedia of health and physical culture. It was bigger than that. The 13th edition was published around 1930, and the name changed from Encyclopedia of Physical Culture to Encyclopedia of Health. Why did that occur? Much of physical culture, that as we knew it, was very naturalistic in its orientation, with nutrient-dense whole foods, just stressing optimizing human nature. What happens around that time is that biochemical medicine begins to dominate our notions of health in this culture, and partly at the expense of physical culture. Physical culture was removed by mandate from medical school curriculum. So was nutrition. The focus of medicine became biochemistry, and health was so defined. So I think it was probably a strategic move on the part of McFadden to rid himself of the word physical culture and insert the word health to identify with the new movement and its successful propaganda.
But a very, very sad day.
Well, it was a sad day. The other thing that happens is I've been in this for 55 years. I started in the late 50s.
Ken, I have to ask you to hold this thought. I'm sorry to do this to you. We have to take a break right now. When we come back, hold that thought. I want you to finish that thought when we come back. And then we're going to talk about Applied Metabolics. We're talking with Jerry Branum. This is the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Intense training. You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. We'll be right back.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
She take my money.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger. Work it, harder, make it better, do it faster. Makes us stronger, all the better, after
hour. Welcome back. Alex Leaf, our news director, mentioned to me about the first segment we just did with Jerry Branum. He said one of the main benefits of unilateral training is that I can touch the working muscle and concentrate on it for increased stimulus. And that's a very, very true observation. Ken, go ahead. I didn't mean to derail your thinking there. Please.
No, I'm long-winded, Carl. first turning point was Kirkland 1930 with McFadden, industry leader, abandoning the word physical culture for health. I became immersed in bodybuilding around 1958-9. The publications then, Strength and Health, the name says it all, and Iron Man both emphasized bodybuilding and weightlifting in a context of health, natural living. the world changed in 1960. The world changed in this respect. At the York Barbell Company, with its sponsorship, Dr. John Ziegler began training Bill March, Bill Starr, and my friend Tommy Suggs in power racks, doing isometrics fueled with something he had collaborated in the development of through SIBA, Dianabol. Dianabol remained a best-kept secret not too long. Originally, the world record-smashing lifts increases were attributed to the power rack, but word got out real fast. Now, early, say, 63, 64, we were hearing about this new supplement, because in those days there were probably six supplements, you know, and they were all vitamins and wheat germ oil and stuff like that. Suddenly there was a new supplement called Dianabol. Then we began to hear that it had nasty side effects. And as the progression of steroids came upon us, a lot of rumors said it's going to cause you cancer, it's going to cause you heart disease, steroids killed. They were effectively demonized by irresponsible journalists and grandstanding politicians, to the point that many people today have this view that they're bad news. And maybe they are in large amounts. But in any event, I think a certain disrespect of oneself, one's health, one's longevity has to enter the equation in making the decision to use something that might be that toxic. And I don't think the average bodybuilder has the depth of knowledge to even make a judgment on that. I don't think they're able to do literature reviews and so on to determine toxicity or if this is safe or what have you. So we made another step away from a kind of a naturally oriented physical culture to deep allopathy. I've proposed that the Mr. Olympia competition be re-sponsored by pharmaceutical companies and renamed Mr. Pharmacopoeia, and that they receive lifetime contracts with the pharmaceutical companies manufacturing the substances they take in order to be the first generation of true longevity studies, long-term studies of positive and adverse effects of using those things in the amount they do. So that's my 2 cents worth.
Yeah, I guess if you're doing things that are harmful to you, you have no respect for yourself or the process. And I agree with that completely. I want to move on to something that is really the reason for this discussion. We all think that we're just hostages to our metabolic processes, and we think of metabolics as this thing that is something that happens to us. But Jerry, Jerry, you have different opinions. You like to call it applied metabolics, right?
Well, basically, applied metabolics, that's a kind of term I came up with. I actually had a newsletter back in the 90s, the late 90s. I was writing for several magazines, but I was writing for Iron Man magazine among them. And in fact, you might recall, Carl, I know that he's been on your show, a doctor named Maro Deepak Squal.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I believe he's an old friend. He's an old friend of mine, too. He had a newsletter also, and I got involved with his newsletter. And then John Balick, who was the publisher of Iron Man, what's his name? Deepak Squal's newsletter kind of went out of business. It was actually published by, I believe it was published by a major scientific publisher, and they decided to discontinue it. John Balick decided to keep it going, and I was brought in with Deepak Squal, and there was supposed to be a third guy named Jim Wright, who's also he's a PhD, and he worked for Weider for a while. And it was supposed to be the three of us, and I did one prior to that where it was just me, Deepak Squal, and one other grad student from Canada whose name I don't recall at the time. Right now, but I mean, then it was supposed to be again the Deepak Squal, me, and Jim Wright, and Maro got involved with this other organization where it was some sort of conflict. He couldn't do it, and then Jim Wright was working for Weider, and he didn't want to get Joe Weider mad, so it turned out to be me. And basically, what I wrote on was various aspects of not just nutrition and exercise, but how to use it in a practical sense. In other words, rather than just write how to build biceps or something like that, or when I talk about a nutritional aspect, I use the idea of, like what journalists do, what's in it for me? In other words, when I write an article, when I used to choose articles to write, I'd always picture the reader and say to myself, what will the reader get out of this? What's the practical point? Rather than just impress somebody with a bunch of facts and figures and to show them how much I know or how intelligent I am, I said, I want to give something that someone could use. And that's where the term applied metabolics came into view. In other words, it's basically a discussion of research, but kind of veered towards the point of practical use. In other words, how can you use this research to help you right now? You know, in the upcoming kind of renewed edition of Applied Metabolics, I'm throwing in new stuff that wasn't in the original. For example, this is something I'm sure that also, Carl, that I know you're interested in, longevity research.
Right.
I feel this has been grossly underplayed. I tried to get all these magazines over the years. I said, I'm getting a little older. A lot of us really aren't interested in becoming Mr. Olympia anymore. We don't care about having 22-inch arms. What we want to do is maintain fitness and health and prevent degeneration of the mind and body for as long as possible. I said, there's a ton of research out there. A lot of it's not applicable now, but it's showing trends. There is stuff you can take out of there and use now to really keep yourself going and trying to maintain a youthful state. I said, don't you think readers over 40 would just jump on this stuff? I know I would. I mean, if you showed me now a magazine where you had Kai Greene's leg routine or you had an article on how to maximize your hormones to maintain your muscle tissue, heck, I'm going to read the hormones. Forget about Kai. I have no interest in Kai. No offense to Kai, but I want to learn something that I could use for myself. Because I don't care about having 30-inch thighs anymore. But I want to be healthy, and I want to stave off disease. So this is the kind of thing I'm talking about, practical aspects, how to use the information that's out there. And I don't see this being done a lot. Instead, a lot of people are just spouting off figures and stuff. They're talking about mouse studies and all that stuff that really is not really too applicable to human stuff. I mean, it's...
Can I interject a comment there, Jerry?
Sure.
I've been down the same pathway in proposing a series to a couple of the magazines, and the response that I get is that the supplement companies, the protein supplement companies, pay the bills.
Right.
And that if they go publishing material for older people, they get slammed for it because the manufacturers believe their market is 15 to 30-year-olds that want the Kai Greene articles. And
right.
What seems so silly to me is that if you go to Life Extension Foundation or some of those sources, they're writing about the same supplements and they're writing about their longevity benefits. And it seems patently ridiculous to me that somebody doesn't understand, put the two together and you've got lifelong fitness.
Well, to underscore what you're saying, that was the reason when I tried to get these longevity articles or columns in the magazines, I was told exactly what you just said. I was told that the market for the magazines are as low as 14 to 21 years old, if I remember. So in other words, who's going to read articles on longevity? And so it's also true, the supplements are geared towards
they are naive and they are short-sighted because the longevity market is larger. They have greater interest in finding solutions
and they
can take action. But you know what? Don't tell them that. I've been capitalizing on that for 9 years now because that's my mission for older guys like us and young people who want to enter older life ahead of the game. And so,
right.
You know what? Don't even teach them anything. We have to take a break. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I know, right? We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. We're going to talk about Jerry Branham's new newsletter that'll be coming out, so stay tuned. You want to hear about this.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
The reason this government loves Monsanto is because we can no longer afford to do what we've been doing, which is giving everyone money to be our allies.
The war against Monsanto continues.
And there's an old saying, he who controls the food controls the population. You don't have to lift a finger or point a gun to completely control a population. All you have to do is control their food.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
weekdays at noon.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Bells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show with Ken O'Neill, myself, being joined by Jerry Branum. Jerry, you've got a new newsletter you're kicking off very shortly, correct?
That's correct. Carl, I just wanted to add real fast.
Please.
So just to close the thought of what we were just talking about. After a couple of years, you know, the editor of Iron Man, Steve Holman, he actually hit 40 himself. And they finally, just for an experiment, just to underscore what we were saying earlier, they finally decided to come out with an issue. They called it the Over 40 issue. And this turned out to be the biggest seller of the year, which was completely contrary to all everything they thought about the, you know, the young market and this and that. It kind of confirms what Ken was saying and what you were saying about there is indeed a large percentage of people that are involved in bodybuilding and fitness that are older and do want that kind of material. And since then, they've had four issues a year devoted to longevity because those happen to be their best-selling issues. Just wanted to get that out of the way.
Well, and there's no
reason. Let me add something to
good,
that.
I'm sorry.
Steve
go ahead, Ken.
Steve told me time and again that those four issues receive the greatest number of adverse comments and complaints from advertisers.
I don't doubt that either.
Well, but you know what? There's no reason why pursuit of health and longevity and pursuit of building your physical stature, muscularity, and strength have to be separate. They should be the same.
You know, I agree with you, Carl. I don't understand the dichotomy there myself. I mean, why can't you be interested in fitness and health? And also, these same people, the so-called youth market, I mean, don't they want to keep their muscles as long as possible? I mean, why not? Why wouldn't you include advertising that if you use this particular product, not only will it help you make muscle gains, but it'll help maintain muscle throughout the years? What's wrong with that?
I think I just thought about why it may be the way it is and why the advertisers don't like it. And that's because younger consumers are more easily lulled into believing unsubstantiated hype about a supplement and plunking down their money than an older person who has already gone through that and is now more discriminate about what they buy.
You're very, very
valid. I would agree
up
to a point. I think that older person is going to be more likely to spend that same amount of money if the advertising is directed toward preventing type 2 diabetes or obesity, the kinds of issues that surface with individuals as they age and as their friends age, and their concerns, their fears become different.
Yeah.
And there's another factor
the
also that I want to also add. When they tell me about this market, you know, the youth market, being the supplement advertisers are gearing towards the youth market, and they mention 14-year-olds, I thought back to when I was 14 years old. I was already working on it. As Ken pointed out earlier, we didn't have a large variety of supplements available. But the truth is, I was a kid in school. I had no money for supplements.
Right.
The supplements weren't even expensive back then. They were relatively cheap, but for crying out loud, I delivered newspaper. I was paid pennies. I mean, where am I going to afford this stuff? I mean, you look at the price of the supplements today, $60, $70, $80. 14-year-olds are going to be buying this stuff? Compare this to older guys who have the money. They're the ones that can buy this in a snap of a finger. I don't understand the advertising thinking behind it.
Yeah.
I'm actually confused by it, to tell you the truth.
Talk about your newsletter.
Well, I've taken a look at pricing, and they seem to me to be indexed to disposable income. There's some kind of study that's gone on there.
I see.
We only have about 6 minutes left in this interview.
Oh my God.
I want Jerry to be able to talk about his newsletter and when it will be available and where people will be able to find it.
Okay, my newsletter again. I'm taking the same name I had back in the '90s. It's going to be completely updated though, and it's going to include a lot more variety. The original Applied Metabolics newsletter concentrated solely on exercise and nutrition. It's more top heavy on nutrition. And in that newsletter, just to give you an idea of what this new newsletter is going to be, back in let's say 97, I think it was, I was talking about supplements like citrulline, and I predicted citrulline was not on the market. I was talking about it before anyone ever heard of it. I'm not trying to put a halo over myself. I'm just trying to say I was trying to be avant-garde. I was trying to, like, be ahead of the pack, so to speak. I wrote a big article on nitric oxide, and I predicted in that article, this was in 96, I predicted that nitric oxide supplements would be, or supplements to boost nitric oxide, I should say, would be among the biggest sellers in a couple of years. So my point is, this is kind of what I do. I try to find new stuff, interesting stuff. But as I said earlier, the key to this newsletter, Applied Metabolics, is it's going to have a lot of practical information. In other words, somebody reading this will be able to take out of that newsletter information they could use right now. And one of the reasons, the main impetus for me to come out with this newsletter again is because there's so much, Carl, there's so much misinformation. I mean, I go crazy when I go on the web and see some of these blogs and websites. The garbage that they're spewing is just, it's not research-based, it's not evidence-based, it's garbage. And they have a lot of people believing this stuff, doing the wrong thing. I mean, the magazines that we were talking about earlier, they used to be a good source of information, but as you guys pointed out, they're extremely advertising-oriented now. And as a writer myself, I can tell you, I was held back in writing. In other words, I could not print a lot of what I wanted to say. I couldn't write it because of advertising constraints. In other words, anything that would even obliquely infuriate, let's say, a supplement company, I could not write. Because, again, the supplement ads were the life and blood of the magazines.
Right.
So with this publication, I use the word unleashed. In other words, I can now write anything I want. There's no holds barred. I'm not out to hurt anybody. I'm not going after supplement companies. Don't get me wrong. You know, I'm not trying to be one of those guys, you know. But I want to print the truth. I want to make it evidence-based, and I want to make it very practical. And I feel there's a need for this. In spite of all the plethora of information, a lot of it is just garbage. And so this, and also I'm basing it, the biggest selling point, I should say, is myself. I mean, Carl, I've been around this stuff for 52 years.
Right.
And right from the day I first went to the gym, I've always been very analytical. I wanted to know why. Why do I need protein? Why do I do this exercise? And I've built up a store of knowledge over the years, which I think a lot of people recognize, and they want to continue to read my stuff because I'm out of the magazines. I'm not going to be in any more magazines. And anyone who wants to continue to read my material, this is going to be the source.
Very interesting. Now, can people go to, is it wise to just go ahead and give jerrybrainham.com and you'll have a link from there to the newsletter when it's available?
Well, the jerrybrainham.com, that right now, I have an ebook on there called Applied Metabolics, which is basically directed at natural bodybuilders. And again, the term natural refers to somebody that's not using any type of pharmaceutical aid. It's basically a nutrition book on how to maximize muscle without using drugs. The new site, I don't know if I can get a link on the jerrybrainham.com, but the new site, definitely, I can tell you, it's going to be appliedmetabolics.com. It's in the process of being developed right now, even as we speak. In fact, I'm actually starting the newsletter today, as a coincidence. I'm going to start writing the newsletter today. Hopefully, within about 3 weeks, no later than a month, the site will go live. It will be at appliedmetabolics.com. And that's where anyone who wants to subscribe can do that. And, you know, it's a monthly publication. They're under no pressure to get a yearly thing. If they don't like it, they can look at it for a month and unsubscribe, whatever they want to do. But hopefully, I think that they'll enjoy it.
You want
to add something out there?
Yeah.
Jerry is also on Facebook. Jerry posts daily references to new research that's been published with links to it. Follow Jerry on Facebook to keep up with what he's doing.
Right. Yeah, I'd invite all listeners, if they want, they can contact me. That's correct. Jerry Brainham, I am on Facebook. And, you know, I do have that proclivity because I've been doing this so many years to keep anything I find interesting, I post on there. So I find a lot of studies I like, and I kind of tend to share it with everybody. So I have a lot of stuff on there. And, of course, I also express my opinion quite a bit on certain things, you know.
But, we have to have you back on because I want to talk about Rio Blair. I know that you knew
Rio Blair.
Now, Rio can be attributed to introducing some of the first protein powders back in the day. And I want to talk
the
about
first.
That. Yeah, and it wasn't really good. It made everybody gassy. So we should talk about that. But listen, it's been really great having you on the show, Jerry, and I promise you that you'll be back on. I promise you.
Thank you, Carl. I appreciate
you, Jerry.
Thank you, Ken.
And Ken, for putting together this interview today, as usual, thank you so much for your contributions through your Trans-Evolutionary Fitness radio show. And we'll see you next week, okay?
Thanks, everybody.
Okay. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Giuseppe Grasso to talk about the effects of omega-3 fatty acids on depressive disorders. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Chronic oral infection with the periodontal disease pathogen Porphyromonas gingivalis not only causes local inflammation of the gums leading to tooth loss, but is also associated with an increased risk of atherosclerosis. A study published today in PLOS Pathogens now reveals how the gingivitis-causing pathogen evades the immune system to induce inflammation beyond the oral cavity. P. gingivalis has an outer layer that consists of sugar and lipids, and the mammalian immune system has evolved to recognize parts of this bacterial coating, which then triggers a multi-pronged immune reaction. Researchers from Boston University and the University of Washington found that P. gingivalis produces what they call a lipid A that renders the pathogen resistant to the bacterial killing responses. Specifically, P. gingivalis modifies its lipid A structure in order to evade host defense and establish chronic infection leading to persistent, systemic, low-grade inflammation. Poor nutrition's intergenerational influence on sperm. Restricting calories of pregnant mothers can impact the sperm of her offspring, leading to metabolic disease in both these organisms and in subsequent generations, according to a new study published online today in the journal Science. Researchers from the University of Cambridge put pregnant mice on low-calorie diets late in pregnancy. The researchers showed that exposure to this poor nutritional environment altered methylation in the developing embryos, and some of these regions were in or upstream of genes related to glucose tolerance and insulin secretion. Males born with sperm undermethylated at these locations had low birth weight, impaired pancreatic function, and glucose intolerance. At first, the researchers thought perhaps the next generation of male mice to inherit these sperms wouldn't suffer the same way because their sperm methylation would be reprogrammed. Instead, these males also exhibited significantly reduced birth weight and glucose intolerance. More of your Superhuman News coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today.
With the rest of your Superhuman News, I'm Elliot Turton. Same genes drive math and reading abilities. Around half of the genes that influence how well a child can read also play a role in their mathematics ability, says scientists from UCL, the University of Oxford, and King's College London, who led a study into the genetic basis of cognitive traits. While mathematics and reading abilities are known to run in families, the complex system of genes affecting these traits is largely unknown. The collaborative study, published in Nature's Communications, analyzed the influence of genetics on the reading and mathematics performance of 12-year-old children from nearly 2,800 British families. Twins and unrelated children were tested for reading comprehension and fluency and answered mathematics questions based on the UK national curriculum. The information collected from these tests was combined with DNA data, showing a substantial overlap in the genetic variants that influence mathematics and reading. Both analyses show the similar collections of subtle DNA differences are important for reading and math. However, it's also clear just how important our life experiences is in making us better at one or the other. Incidence of childhood tuberculosis could be 25% higher than previous estimates. New estimates indicate that over 650,000 children develop tuberculosis every year in the 22 countries with a high burden of the disease, almost 25% higher than the total number of new cases worldwide estimated by WHO in 2012. The research published in the Lancet Global Health also suggests that about 15 million children are exposed to TB every year, and roughly 53 million are living with latent TB infection, which can progress to infectious active TB at any time. The researchers took a complementary approach, using mathematical modeling to estimate rates of infection and disease in children based on country-specific data on households and population structure. This has been a Superhuman Radio Network news update. I'm Elliot Turton.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to QuestApparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss? And I better shake. Welcome that back. Thing, yeah, Donna, Jordy and Rebecca, the discussion about the role of omega-3 fatty acids, mood, and depression have been discussed on this show, dating back probably to about 2007, when we did our first show about a clinical trial that showed that taking fish oil was as effective as taking an SSRI in people with a major depressive disorder. This is a continuation of the discussion. It's something that can't be discussed often enough because so many people are plagued by depressive disorders. My guest is Dr. Giuseppe Grosso. We're talking to him today from Catania, Italy. How you doing, Dr. Grosso?
Yes. Hi, Carl. I'm okay. Thank you for the invitation.
Yeah. So this is something that we have suspected for some time now. There have been lots of discussions about the role of omega-3 fatty acids and depressive disorders. There have also been some recent research showing that a select group of people may also be affected by low-grade inflammation by the development of depression. Your research kind of brings these two schools of thought together, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly. The idea behind the potential role of omega-3 on depression is based on the recent discovery that depression and especially major depressive disorder is related with inflammation. I mean, the typical theory was about the serotoninergic neurotransmission and more related with the neurotransmission. But now we are observing always more evidence that a lot of chronic disease are influenced by inflammation. Inflammation considered not like a disease, rather like a process, like an irritation, an alteration of the homeostasis of our organism. And at some point, when this has been discovered also for depression, and specifically those who are diagnosed by major depressive disorder, so at this point, someone asked, like, why anti-inflammatory drugs or a better nutrition may influence positively the condition of depression, both in a preventive and curative approach.
Well, I want to hold you right there for just one second, and I want to go into something a little bit deeper. I don't know what that noise was, but anyway, for people who aren't making this connection,
please enter the number you wish to dial.
Whoa, okay, we're going to have to take a quick commercial break and get Dr. Grasso back on the line. So we just lost him. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
The man behind the curtain in the organic discussion.
Whole Foods is getting prepared for this onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry. Back in the day when people remember Whole Foods, there were people that going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. And, oh, no. They do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah.
Exposing the myths in our grocery stores.
And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time where people were buying what they thought was organic when it wasn't. And they were charging more. Whole Foods prices was a conventionally grown produce, similar price to what other stores were selling organic. And that made it even more confusing for the consumer. They thought, well, how could it be? I just paid $3.45 for a pound of apples. That's what that store sells organic. You're telling me I bought conventional apples? Yep, you did.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength. Gains of up to 10 kilograms in a 4-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to QuestApparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ICEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ICEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ICEA banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Okay, welcome back. Sorry for that additional commercial break, but international phone lines being what they are, we had dropped Dr. Grasso. Dr. Grasso, what I was saying when we were disconnected is I think it's important to go over the linkage between inflammation and depression for a second, if you wouldn't mind with me. A lot of people think the word depression applies only to outlook and mood. When the body is depressed, it's also depressed in physical, energetic output as well, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And, indeed, this is the manifestation of a deeper condition and suggests that the hypothesis, the idea of the fact that inflammation may influence primarily cardiovascular disease, but also other conditions, for example, cancer or psychological conditions like depression. I mean, everything is connected.
Well, and the emphasis I want to place here for those who are listening is this. When the body thinks it's in trouble, its goal is to eradicate that problem. And quite often, in order to eradicate that problem, the body has to utilize resources that are being shared by other processes in the body. So what the body likes to do is cause you to rest. Because if you're resting and other processes are not being exploited, that energy could be used for lack of better terms, the healing and recuperation process. When you have chronic low-grade inflammation, the body realizes there's a problem. But the problem never goes away, even though the body wants to, even though the body is saying, look, you need to rest. You need not to do anything because you're sick. But the problem never goes away. This is, in my humble opinion, a layman's explanation of what happens when low-grade chronic inflammation leads to these types of depressive disorders. The body is responding by down-regulating mental attitude, energy output, and everything else in order to deal with the problem. Would you say that is an accurate layman's explanation of what's taking place here, Dr. Grasso?
Yeah, I think that there is something correct on this because from a logical point of view, if we think about the human beings, like what they do constantly, what do? We breathe, we move, we eat, and we interact like each other with the society. So if we think about cause of death or generally unhealthy conditions, the main causes are air pollution, nutrition, physical activity, and stress. I mean, it's just a logical approach. It's something like, I mean, the cause that can, because these conditions, since we do always this, so if it is something unhealthy, it's an unhealthy chronic stimulation, so negative stimulation, and these may reach like what you said, like that the body cannot anymore be stable, like can come back to its homeostasis, like its natural condition, and so in that case. the inflammation is the process, like the, what the body can try to do to destroy this stress, biochemical stress. I mean. And of course, if this is chronic, something starts to not work. And of course, depending on where is this the highest point of inflammation, we may have cardiovascular disease, cancer, depression, or whatever.
Right, right. Okay, so in your paper, discuss what you discovered when looking at omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acids and depression.
Well, the point is, I think, a little bit wider, because, of course, before I said about, I spoke about nutrition and inflammation related to nutrition. And it depends on the, definitely on the modern dietary habits. And besides the well-known, I don't know, some fatty acids, saturated fatty acids, that are unhealthy, and so on and so on. We also, I mean, it's not sure, but the research is still ongoing on the relation between omega-3 and omega-6. So we know from some core studies that omega-3 are giving some protection, especially against cardiovascular disease. And this is like the most, like a hot topic about omega-3. And then we know that omega-3 are precursors of anti-inflammatory cytokines.
Right.
Which are molecules that give, like, say, mediate or...
Uh-oh. Are you still there, Dr. Grasso?
Did
you hear me? Oh, I can hear you now. Okay. So, and the I can hear you now. The problem also is that today's diet is overloaded with omega 6s, which are pro inflammatory,
yes.
Right?
Yes, exactly. Because it's like that we are, we have more substrate of pro inflammatory cytokines. So, everything came, I would say, with it started with the agricultural revolution when we started cultivating, I mean, human beings started cultivating cereals. And cereals are a source of omega-6. The point is that at the time there were infectious diseases that were killing us earlier. So, of course, we didn't have this this influence of omega-6. And then there was the Industrial Revolution, and during the Industrial Revolution, we had the increase of food production. So we started having much more food than how much we needed, like especially in the more evolved, more industrialized places, and also a decrease of physical activity, of course. And now, as you said, we have definitely higher intake of omega-6. And too low of omega-3. So someone started thinking that this this imbalance, this this ratio, could play a role on the inflammatory status and then on chronic disease, which can be cardiovascular or depression, whatever. And they found, I mean, the research on. The nutrition on Paleolithic period, they found like that the ratio was
the opposite. It was much higher in omega 3s and much lower in omega 6s.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's actually the opposite of what it is today. They estimate that today, for every a gram of omega 3 fatty acids the average person consumes, they consume somewhere around 30 times that in omega 6s. In the past, it was at worst 1-to-1, and there are some estimations that it was more like 5-to-1, times of the amount of omega-3s to one time the amount of omega-6s. So it's clearly it was the opposite of what it is today.
Yes, exactly, because before people were eating mostly vegetables or meat, the hunter-gatherers, but the meat was different because
right.
then started coming the livestock.
Animal husbandry introduced artificial feeds where ruminant animals like cows were not eating grass. They were eating corn, and they weren't designed to eat corn, so they got sick. And as a result of them getting the wrong diet, they became the wrong diet for us as well.
Exactly. That's why, I think that now there's still not enough spread of this situation about omega-6, because indeed omega-6 are not unhealthy themselves. I mean, we need omega-6 as well as omega-3.
Right.
The point is, so everybody knows about saturated fatty acids. We know that if we eat sweet, sugary drinks, fast food, okay, they are unhealthy and okay. But omega-6, however, they are also in the nuts. They are in vegetable oils. So, I mean, are on in foods that are not immediately recognized as negative or unhealthy or bad. So it's not about saying like omega-6 are bad, omega-3 are good. It's just about to find an equilibrium like between the overall diet. Recognize the food where they are, where are omega-3, like fish, nuts, vegetables, grass-fed meat, and I would say also olive oil.
Here's what I want to do, Dr. Grasso. I want to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the map that's in your paper showing the rate of fish consumption and also the effects of omega-3 fatty acids. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The government doesn't always have your health in its best interest. Luckily, we have Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength, gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD and neither should you.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Yo. Welcome back. Yo. So when we went into the break, Dr. Grasso, I was talking about the one of the maps in your paper shows the rate of fish consumption on a global scale. And it segregates the map into two different shades of blue, greater than 20 kilograms of fish consumption a year and less than 20 kilograms of fish consumption a year. What do we know from looking at this map of dietary influences of omega-3 fatty acids and disease?
So this is the so-called ecological approach. It's when we look at the worldwide data, so of course we can't make association, like we can't speak about risk connection, direct connection, but give some clues, some other ideas. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to put this map because it was interesting, also because the map is connected with some data, like some graphs that are also in the paper.
Right.
In which basically there is an inverse correlation between fish consumption and depression. In this case, the data refer to age-standardized disability-adjusted life year rate. What are basically is like okay, people can die by depression, but for sure there is an higher, let's say, incidence rather than mortality. So the World Health Organization collected this data about not only the incidence but also how much the disease affects the life. Like
of the sufferer,
the ability and disability of a person.
Right.
So of course, because our goal, of course, is like to live longer. It's not just to live longer, but also live better, like good, not just having more years and being sick in these years. So depression is one of the most, most important disease. Actually, because it's some modern disease, but it's simply because it's now it's recognized better as a disease, and of course it affects like the morbidity and the lifestyle of one person. I mean,
right.
People can stay with this condition years and years.
Right.
So in this case, in the figure, like the map, and as well as the data of the graph, we demonstrate, like we report a correlation between the unipolar disorder and the bipolar disorder.
And fish consumption. Right.
Yes.
So in the areas where there is less fish consumption, there appears to be a higher rate of depression, correct?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Despite, of course, there are some area with a higher fish consumption and a high incidence of depression, like U.S., because in U.S. still necessarily fish high fish consumption, but it's also to take into account that depression is also a social disease. So there is a higher pressure in some countries, of course.
So what can we say affirmatively about the linkage between omega-3 fatty acids? Can we say that, I mean, I know that there's been studies done that looked at omega-3 fatty acid supplementation in individuals that have suffered from major depressive disorders and found that it was as effective, if not more effective, than a very popular serotonin reuptake inhibitor. So can we say with some modicum of conviction that individuals who suffer from mild to moderate depression can benefit from increasing their omega-3 fatty acid intake?
So recently I published a meta-analysis. So it's not the article which are you referring, but another article. And in this meta-analysis, I put it together, like all the clinical trials. So, of course, the evidence is stronger compared with the ecological studies.
Right.
And on the supplementation of omega-3 fatty acid on depressed people. And the results were that there was, I would say, good efficacy, especially in the trials that recruited people with major depressive disorder, rather than other type of depression, for example, I don't know, perinatal depression or depression occurring in patients with Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease. Mm-hmm. But like the pure major depressive disorder, in the trial where they supplemented the with the omega-3 fatty acids, were generally positive.
Right.
And the results, put it all together, like put it all together, confirmed it. So now I'm looking at the epidemiological studies, and that which means like that they're the core group of people, like I don't know 20,000 people, 100,000 people, and the researchers are looking what they are eating. And from the eating, they calculate the omega-3 and how it is correlated with the, for example, incidence of depression. And from these studies, I made a systematic review. It's not yet published, but this I can tell you because I'm doing actually. The evidence is less strong.
It's less strong.
So my idea, yes.
But you know what the only problem I assume when you were saying, people self-report often, research that's done on self-reporting, unless you're keeping a diary where their people are eating and you're observing that they're really eating what they say, people tend to misreport because they don't want to be judged. You know, they may say, oh, I eat a lot of fish when they don't eat a lot of fish. So self-reporting throws a little bit of potential inaccuracy, I think, into a lot of research. Would you agree with that?
Sure. Of course, it's a limitation of all these type of studies. That's why they are conducted on many people. But in this case, I think that the limitation are others, because this limitation about the report, the reporting, is however shared by all these studies. So this is one limitation.
Right.
Some other limitations, for example, are banally, it's like they are not, many studies are not reporting the amount of omega-6.
The amount of omega-6, so
consumption.
Right.
So, for example, in one study, I remember clearly this study, they reported, they made a very, very accurate analysis, not only of omega-3, but also other nutrients, including omega-6. And they also calculated the ratio. And even if there was no correlation between omega-3 and depression,
mm-hmm.
there was a correlation between the ratio omega-6, omega-3, and depression. I don't know if you catch the difference. I mean, if someone is eating a certain amount of omega 3, but he's eating a lot of omega 6 or having
it doesn't matter because if he's eating more omega 6 and the ratio is, even if he's taking fish oil capsules every day, but he's eating a lot of omega 6 fatty acids in his diet, he's still going to have issues because the omega 3 is combating a much larger amount of inflammation than it's capable of. And the same is true of a person who says, I don't really eat a lot of omega 3 or I don't supplement with omega 3, but they're also not getting much omega 6 in their diet. They could have a good outcome because they're having very, very low omega 6 intake.
Exactly, exactly. But with supplementation, because I think this is the bigger difference, there were other ecological studies, and according to these ecological studies, the better the hypothesis, better amount of consumption is the one that they have Japanese. Indeed, in Japan, there is the lower incidence of depression.
Uh-huh.
And with supplementation, I mean, with the capsule of omega-3 fatty acids, we put up this consumption of omega-3. So if the consumption of omega-6 is not that bad, the ratio will be good. And that's why, in my opinion, these clinical trials with omega-3 supplementation were generally positive. Because even if, of course, they controlled the diet, but however, putting the supplementation of omega-3, like to up to, I don't know, 2 grams, for example,
mm-hmm.
this ratio was still in favor of omega-3 because they had a higher intake that normally with the diet they couldn't take.
Right.
Unless in Japan, where they are eating fish on a daily basis, so of course it's different. Maybe also in some parts of the Mediterranean area where they are eating a lot of fish. But okay, and some, I would say all the countries that have a very high consumption of fish, but very high, must be very high. Otherwise, with the diet, it's difficult to reach a high amount of omega-3. And, of course, on the other side, we generally eat a high amount of omega-6. So,
yeah, it's interesting. And then the discussion becomes EPA and DHA. But the reality is that paying attention to how much omega-3 that you're getting in your diet or supplementing with requires you to pay attention to how much omega-6 you're getting as well in order for it to be meaningful. We're going to take our last commercial break. We'll be right back with more on the effects of omega-3 fatty acids on depression. Stay tuned.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Monsanto is kind of like the head of the serpent.
The battle cry against Monsanto is being broadcast.
But I've said that separating government from that industry is like trying to separate Siamese twins or conjoined twins who share a heart. You have to make a decision which is going to live and which is going to die. There's no easy way to separate.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD
and neither should you.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Giuseppe Grasso about the effects of omega-3 fatty acids on depression. So what do you hope people, both clinicians and lay people, take away from this paper that you published, Dr. Grasso?
Well, I think that the most of interest is to find. I noticed that a lot of people are everybody's like sponsorizing a single food, specific food, like the so-called superfood that they are giving superpower, living together,
right.
Living forever. Sorry, but the real truth is that the best option for us is to find the best equilibrium, like, between everything. There is no food, like, specific food that is giving us some completely unhealthy, killing effect, and there is no food that is giving us, like, immortality. So everything is about finding the right balance, like, the right equilibrium, among all the nutrients that we are eating, like having intake. So about this omega-3, first of all, we would like to, I mean, all the researchers would like to better understand the relation between omega-3 and omega-6, and because these ideas are just, however, still speculation, we think that since in the beginning was the ratio was one, so we think that this imbalance is unhealthy,
mm-hmm.
and most likely would be. But of course, we have to find better, like this also the mechanism, because from of course the experimental studies made on cells or made on animals can give results. But we also need the feedback from humans. So overall, I think that the best, I mean, the main goal is to be aware of this situation, and of course not just about omega 3 or omega 6. I mean, overall about dietary patterns and different foods, what is healthy, what is less healthy, well, unhealthy, and of course find the right proportion of intake. I think this is the
Do you take omega 3 supplements, Dr. Grasso?
I was not taking, but well, after I started the research, like on this topic, I started thinking about, like, I mean, I started really recently, mm-hmm. like 1 year, like really recently. Also because they are. They effect on cardiovascular health are stronger. I mean, there is more evidence.
Right.
And they are, I would say, well tolerated supplements. I mean, they are not unhealthy. They don't have big contraindications or something like that.
Yeah, they're not gonna do you harm, but they do thin blood. You have to watch out, you know, for blood thinning effects, right?
Yes, and also the quality. I mean, buying from good providers, like, because we can buy and we don't know exactly what is inside these capsules. So I read about some problems, some products maybe. China, I don't remember, but I read about, like, especially about this omega 3 that in reality was not, well, not omega 3. There was some oil inside, but
right.
I don't know what was.
Right.
So it's important the quality also. Like, the provider must be a good company or well known company.
I want to thank you for taking time to come on the show and talk about this. Depression is a big problem worldwide. And there are lots of things that people can do to address their depression. And I tend to believe that making sure that you're getting adequate amounts of omega-3 fatty acids in your diet and limiting the omega-6 fatty acids in your diet by staying away, especially from processed foods, clearly has some beneficial effects. I want to thank you for being on the show today, Dr. Grasso.
Thank you to you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Also, I want to mention something else. At the beginning of the interview with Dr. Grasso, I mentioned purposefully this progression of events that occurs with low-grade inflammation. Depression is one of the potential effects of low-grade inflammation. But I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that there are a lot of people today who are suffering from issues related to fatigue, fatigue-related issues. And I am willing to go out on a limb and say that those two can be attributed to low-grade inflammation. The body doesn't want to expend energy when it thinks it's sick and it needs to use energy to heal itself. And if you're chronically low-grade inflamed, the body is going to start to suppress energy expenditure. And as a result, you can end up with one of these fatigue issues. And even at best, if you notice that as we age, we lose energy, it may also be because we become more prone to inflammatory responses in the body. Maybe the accumulation of toxins, why I'm a proponent of giving blood periodically, maybe just more friction, so to speak, because the machinery is starting to wear out. But I believe strongly that inflammation plays a role in the inability to expend energy as we age. And so if you get your inflammation under control, I predict that your body will function a lot better. I'll tell you something else that inflammation will do. Make you hold water weight. A lot of times when people are moderately to mildly chronically inflamed, there is an overall sense a precipitation of edema or swelling in the body. This attracts fluid like water to occupy the cellular compartments. And as a result of that, you could be carrying 5-6 pounds of water unnecessarily because you are chronically inflamed. Do not discount these things. Keep them in the back of your mind. You may come up to a point in your life where you think, gee, I'm lacking energy. I don't understand why I can't get rid of this little bit of fat. It may not be fat. It could be fluid. Always pay attention to inflammation because it's at the root of a lot of diseases today. We know that. Anyway, today is Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. I'll be joined by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo for Casual Friday. Don't miss that. Thank you for listening today, and we'll see you tomorrow. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers,